This podcast is brought to you by Kwazi Mining Solutions, bringing relevant mining engineering and strategic consultancy services to a dynamic industry. Friday, April 3rd, 2009. From Creamer Media in Johannesburg, I'm Sheila Baradas. Making headlines today. Australia's markets watchdog is suing the country's third largest iron ore miner, Fortescue Metals, and its chief, Andrew Forrest, accusing them of misleading investors over Chinese deals struck 5 years ago. The Australian Securities and Investments Commission said it would also ask the courts to consider barring Forrest, the company's billionaire founder, from being a company director. Fortescue's shares fell on the prospect of Forrest being forced out of the company, which said it would defend itself. An international diamond group has called for a ban on trade in Zimbabwe diamonds. It has suggested that the proceeds had been used to fund human rights violations by President Robert Mugabe's government. The call by the World Federation of Diamond Bourses follows a similar one by the European Union, which in January urged the Kimberley Process to probe Zimbabwe's diamond trade. The Kimberley Process is an international certification scheme to ensure that diamonds don't fund conflict. The EU expressed concern that the trade in illicit diamonds provided financial support to the Mugabe government. This is a charge that Harare has denied. Also making headlines? Pamorzi Gold implements a plan to save the company as the court appoints judicial managers. Toronto-based Harry Winston Diamond Corporation posts a $73 million fourth quarter loss. Global copper producer Southern Copper will only reopen its strike-hit Cananea mine on its own terms, and the Democratic Republic of Congo is on the verge of finalizing mining contract agreements. That's a roundup of newsmaking headlines today. For more on these and other stories, please visit miningweekly.com.